Today I'm with John Carson, and John, you seem to be standing as an independent candidate in the city centre by-election. Perhaps you'd like to tell us a little bit about who you are and why you want to do this.
My name is John Carson. I'm a retired civil engineer with absolutely loads of transportation experience. Before I retired, I was involved in some of the biggest transportation projects in the whole of Europe.
Give us a for example.
I worked on privatisation of the London Underground. The Jubilee, Northern and Piccadilly lines were privatised into a company called Tube Lines. I helped set that company up and helped bid for the lines. The other example is that after that I worked on putting TGVs into Amsterdam from the French SNCF network. Huge project, 13 billion euros of money, pales the trams into insignificance. And after that I was part of the rescue team that rescued RailTrack and turned it into Network Rail. That is a £5 billion a year business.
And why do you think that makes you really suitable to be a councillor on the Edinburgh City Council?
No, I have no longing to be a councillor on the Edinburgh City Council. I came at this primarily as a council taxpayer 3 years ago, worried at the time and forecasting the project was out of control and it would cost £1 billion. Subsequently, I've been proved right. My only alternative now in terms of fighting the campaign for 3 years and not getting anywhere is to get amongst it and try and sort it out.
You're saying £1 billion. Why do you think it's going to rise to a billion?
The public figures are 770 million to get to St Andrew's Square. If you just do a simple arithmetic extrapolation of that 770 million, you get way beyond £1 billion I forecast 3 years ago.
And what difference do you think it would make to the council if there was an independent councillor sitting amongst them?
The independence is important because it gives me a numeric advantage within the council. Currently, the council is controlled by the SNP Lib Dems, who have 28 seats and a casting vote from the Lord Provost. If they lose one of those seats, which they most certainly will do in this by-election, then they no longer control the administration and have no rights to rule.
And so you're here today at the City Chambers. What's the purpose of your visit here this afternoon?
I'm here to collect my election papers, effectively, to get the forms and understand what's involved in becoming a councillor. I don't have a clue.
And so you don't have a clue how you're going to start your campaign, but you're starting today.
Well, no, I have a clue what my campaign looks like. It's already well launched. We have a website that's up and running at Stop Trams Vote Carson. Very comprehensive website. We'll soon be out doing flyers and organising local meetings. No, the campaign is good. The filling of the forms is the things I was referring to earlier.
And so do you have any idea when your first hustings will be?
No, we need to. All the candidates have got to have their applications in by, I think, the 27th of this month. So we won't even know who we're fighting against until the 27th. Some of the parties might not even bother.
Okay, well, good luck with your campaign.
Thanks very much.